Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. I'm so glad that we're finally back in Chicago in the same room, aka my apartment, on this couch because I've missed you. I'm not going to lie.
I've missed you too. Even though we were in LA together, like it was just a different feel. I feel like Chicago's our home. This couch is our home.
Yeah. It's great when we are in the same room talking on this podcast because it feels like we're just talking stuff, chit-chatting, chatting with all of you guys listening. Mm-hmm. So we're so, so glad to be back. Yeah. But it's been such an interesting week for us. Like Deep D and I have been through it this week. We are tired.
Yeah, we are tired, overwhelmed. We're trying to focus on the positives of life because there's a lot of things to be grateful for. But damn, are we tired.
Yeah. We always said that we would be as authentic as possible on this podcast. So we just want to share that because, you know, like life isn't always amazing and fun for Deep D and I. Like sometimes like we go through shit as, you know, reality TV show contestants who are living a little bit more of a public life than we did before. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really, really tough. Like I'd love to one day just go into detail. Maybe we'll make an episode out of it of just like what it really means to be a private, these like just corporate professionals, and then you do a reality TV show and life changes.
Yeah, life turns 180. And that's why I think we've talked about this, is that it's so amazing to have each other in this, because there was a lot of moments in this past week I felt so overwhelmed and anxious, and to just be able to talk it through with you I think has been a really big blessing. And that's why the whole cast is so close and we're so like bonded, is because we can rely on each other on those tough times. So
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank all of you guys for listening. Yep. We cannot thank you enough. I feel like we've created this really cool community with all of you guys. Mm-hmm. And we love it. We love getting your comments, DMs, emails, whatever, because it feels like we're just chatting with friends. So please continue reaching out to us, whether it's through our Instagram page at Out of the Pods or emailing us. You could find it in the bio of our Instagram page. But we really, really do love hearing from you, and we love your support. And you guys mean the world to us. Yeah. We just want to have that sappy moment.
You put that beautifully. So yes, I ditto everything she just said. But yeah, the podcast has been taking over our life a little bit. I even had to cancel a date the other night, and I was like, I broke a little heart, but I think, you know, sometimes you just have to prioritize other things, and dating is not a priority for me right now.
Yeah, it was so funny. So a few nights ago, Deep D had to cancel her date, and her date was like trying to FaceTime her, call her while we were working. And she's like, can you take a photo with me? So like he knows
that I'm not lying.
Yeah, that like I have to work on this podcast, and that's why I had to cancel the date, not because I didn't want to go out with him. Mm. But yeah, it's been, you know, it has been really tough. We've mentioned this before, but we are self-publishing this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so we're putting our heart and soul into this with our team. And it's a lot, but we love it again. We love the community that we have built. But, you know, we are still kind of learning and growing as we go, and and really making sure that we are able to stay authentic on this podcast and not be impacted, you know, by potential partnerships or anything like that. We really want to
make the right decision for us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that we can show up here in the best way. And also Natalie and I stopped drinking for a little while, so if anyone wants to join us on that special journey of not drinking, do you think this is going to be hard for you to do? I don't think so.
No, I barely drink anyways. Like, I probably have like one or two drinks a week, if that. But we're trying to go 30 days without drinking. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know why we're even doing it. I think it's, we've just had too many cocktails the last few weeks, like going to different events, going to different dinners. And we're like, let's kind of like restart.
Yeah, get healthy. It's me and my girls love to have a little martini or cocktail at dinner. So it's going to be a little bit of a shift. But you know what? I like it. Let's set some boundaries and let's, you know, make some hard decisions and do what's best for your health.
It's going to be hard for Deep D.
It's only because society makes it so fun to drink. And it's like drinking, like having fun revolves around drinking, which is, you know, something we got to break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're just going to have fun being ourselves going out. We don't need a drink to have fun. No. Deep D and I went to the Love is Blind reunion watch party in LA. Did. So it was the same day as what was supposed to be the live reunion. And when I say live, I say it in quotations. Love. We'll talk about that later. But it was so, so much fun.
It was.
So there was a separate watch party happening the day of the live reunion where Netflix invited pretty much everyone from the Netflix reality universe. So people from Too Hot to Handle, The Circle, Perfect Match, including us from across, you know, the Love is Blind seasons. And that was so much fun. There was so much that happened there.
Yeah. I personally loved seeing all the crossovers across all of the Netflix reality shows happening. But there was like influencers there. There were some celebrities. Like I talked to Francia from How I Met Your Father when I ran into her and she was like, I'm a fan of you and I've watched your show. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was fangirling so hard. It was amazing. And we also saw brand representation there. It was so cool because one of the teams I've worked with for Live Tinted, they were there, and exactly a year ago, basically from that reunion date, is when I did my first campaign with them, and it was just so much fun that I was like, oh my God, life has changed so much, and I'm actually so grateful to be in this position where we can now mingle in this way with people. So it was cool.
Yeah, it was super interesting being there though as well, because we saw, you know, people mingling from across shows, you know, potential couplings.
Maybe. And exes.
Yeah, oh, exes as well. And then I did get a lot of DMs about being in the same room as Shayna. So Shayna from season two, who I was in a love triangle with, was also present at the event. And so there was a lot of questions I got about like, what was it like with you two being in the same room? Because we did have some drama in season two and also in After the Altar. Mm-hmm. But here's the official answer, guys. It was fine. Shayna and I are actually pretty cordial. I think we have like kind of this feeling of indifference in terms of like what has happened since so much time has now passed. We chatted, we laughed, we kind of all like talked together. We had shared tequila shots.
Yes.
But yeah, that's kind of where Shayna and I stand of like, it's cordial, we're fine, and we can have fun together when we're in the same room. In any case, it was so, so much fun because, you know, like we chatted with people that we have DM'd with. So like Alexa from season three, I've only DM'd with her and that was the first time I met her. And it feels like when I met her, I was like, wow, it feels like we've been friends for so long, but here we are finally meeting, along with Nancy from season three as well.
Yeah.
Like when we met, I felt like I had already had known her for years.
Well, I do have to say this past week has been really tough for Love is Blind, the Love is Blind community. And yeah, obviously the live was kind of a disaster because it was so hyped up and, you know, people weren't able to watch it until the next day. I remember some celebrities were like, I woke up at 3 a.m. to watch this. Like, where is it? And then they were afraid to turn it off just in case it might turn back on.
Oh, right. I did see some of those tweets.
Yeah.
And then we also have Vanessa Lachey, who is getting a lot of heat, a lot of backlash about her hosting abilities and the way she questioned certain cast members on season four during the reunion. There's even a petition going around. I think it has more than 30,000 signatures to remove Nick and Vanessa Lachey as hosts of Love is Blind. Like it is getting bad.
Not mom and dad.
Not mom and dad. Mom and dad. Okay. Look, I know we're biased because of course we know Vanessa and Nick.
Yeah.
You know, we really consider them as mom and dad during filming. They played this role of mentors to us and providing advice as we were making our decision to say I do or I don't on our wedding day. I also agree with the criticism, but I also think that it's almost unfair as well of how much backlash she's getting. Like, mm-hmm. it feels like a dog pile.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So here is my stance too, is when you see certain opinions or you see some comments, when you watch the reunion, you kind of have those comments in the back of your head. Like, for example, I was just talking to my mom about this randomly, but I was like, when I was watching it for the first time with no opinions, I thought it was fine. But then I went back and rewatched it again with those opinions in my mind. And then I thought to myself and I was like, oh, I guess I see where they're coming from. So it's like that, like, like-mindedness, and like you said, the dogpiling that occurs, where it's like one or two or maybe even 100 comments, which is not that many in the grand scheme of things, but if they have a certain opinion, then it's hard to watch the show without that opinion in mind, if that makes sense.
No, I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. for sure, and I completely agree with you, because when Deep D and I were at the Love is Blind reunion watch party,
yes,
people weren't reacting to Vanessa like they are online.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So yes, there's moments where I thought like, oh, she shouldn't have asked that question, or she does seem a bit biased, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like what is happening right now on social media. So I do agree with you that I think people are being almost overly critical and so she's taking just so much heat that I'm like, yeah. I don't know if it's like fully deserved.
Mm-hmm. I know. And not to say that there weren't certain moments that we disagreed with. But yeah, there's like, I think it's just being pushed a little too far. Like the narrative is.
It's tough to watch. It's tough to watch her go through that, because Nick and Vanessa are just really, really nice and great people.
Mm-hmm. And they really do care about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that came up on the news is Marshall confirmed Jackie met up with Josh after she and Marshall broke up. So Marshall finally provided clarity on that on a podcast. I think it was with Vile Files. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, does that make you just like change your opinion on Jackie a little bit?
Okay, it seemed like she cheated, and that's the only issue I had. So yeah, for me, I think the fact that she explained that and also Marshall agreed that that was the situation, I'm happy about it. I'm fine. Like, they've been together for a year now. Like, obviously they love each other. So
her and Josh.
Yeah. So I think Marshall confirming that, you know, they were actually broken up when she met up with Josh, it makes me a little happier for her.
Yeah, I mean, I will say it gave me more clarity that she didn't necessarily cheat on him. Mm-hmm. It's just like the whole Marshall, Jackie, Josh situation, it's just messy in general, right? Like, we saw it on the show. They had a very unhealthy relationship, her and Marshall. Mm-hmm. And so my opinion still stays in that that was just a very, very messy relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that Marshall clarified that she didn't cheat on him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish he said it at the reunion itself, because he did have the ability to clear it up, and he goes, it doesn't matter if she met with him before or after. But I was like, it does, because I think she's getting so much heat about, did she cheat on Marshall?
Yeah, I know. I did appreciate her speaking up about it. But yeah, you're right. I think it would have been nice for him to just clear it up right and then and there, because there's so many millions of people watching. So it would have just helped her get a little bit less hate on social media.
I agree. Another couple that's getting a little bit messy too is Paul and Micah. So Paul faced some controversy when he told TMZ that Micah, quote, fucked off to Europe with another guy after they broke up. He shortly had to clarify that it was months after their breakup, so she was free to, you know, date this guy anyways and go to Europe with this other guy. But these two are just being really messy on social media, mm-hmm. like almost as messy as I was when my season came out. Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting stories. You know, there's a lot of he said, she said. But it sounds like they've kind of put a hatch in it. Is that the word?
Put a hatchet in it?
A wrench in it? It's wrench. Where I saw a story that Micah put up on her Instagram, mm-hmm. where it says, whatever happened between Paul and I, you know, I'm going to keep it. It's our business. So it looks like they finally kind of put it to rest for now. But if there is an after the altar for this season, I'm very curious if anything is, you know, going to come up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to feel about these two, because honestly, at the reunion, we didn't get much out of them. So I feel like these little tweets and these TMZ things that they're doing is like more revealing than what happened at the reunion.
I agree. And before we get into the actual reunion itself, one last thing that is new that happened at the time that we're talking about it right now is Marshall responded on his Instagram story about his old tweets from 2014 where he made disparaging comments about Black women. So he said on his Instagram story, quote, 2023 Marshall is ashamed of the younger, less developed and immature version who published those tweets.
I thought that was very, very like good of him to just apologize and be like, hey, I recognize that the version that I was back then isn't the version I am now. And, you know, let's move on from it because I've already grown from that.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
I like that he did address it. I think typically people kind of let things be swept under the rug. That's typically like how reality TV contestants address controversy, but I'm glad he owned up to it and said something about it and saying, you know, just acknowledging it, I think was really powerful to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, just it's hard when people are criticizing you. So you have to really like take that in and be like, okay, let me just learn from this. And we're all human, we're growing, and we just have to learn from each other. And I think accountability is the first step to that for sure.
So I am glad that he did acknowledge how hurtful his tweets were. And again, he is not letting it be swept under the rug.
And did you hear about Marshall also revealing his new girlfriend on Instagram stories?
Yeah, so he did that after he acknowledged those tweets, and he had a photo of his girlfriend just thanking her for having his back. And he also acknowledged, like, I'm not sure what really happened between them, but he says, you know, sorry for pushing you away and thank you for always being there for me. We won't share her info since she's not a public figure, but I was actually surprised he had a girlfriend.
I know.
I'm happy for him.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think Ayana and him are going to be a thing.
Yeah, I was like, I know we said that we were manifesting that in our last podcast, but no more.
No more manifesting.
We're manifesting happiness for Marshall.
Yeah, I love that.
And Ayana too, but just separately.
Well, of course, Ayana. I think that's a given.
All right, let's get into it because a lot of people are talking about this reunion. We have our own thoughts about it. We've obviously shared a lot about it. But can I just generally say, I've heard that this was the worst reunion of the Love is Blind franchise, and I almost do agree. And not in that, like, in any way of, like, it was messy or anything like that. It was just kind of boring.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a theory about this. Tell me what your thoughts are. Okay, so I think the fact that it was a live audience, and of course there's a whole live aspect to it where we're supposed to see it, you know, as it's happening, but there is a live audience there, which is not how it was for our reunion or any of the past reunions. I think that that changes the dynamic of like the entire situation because people show up differently and it just adds another layer of like stress and anxiety. Like imagine if I had said something to you at reunion and you get like immediate feedback like boo or like a clap. It just like I think it adds like such another layer of like of you being conscious of what you're saying. So I think that's why one of the reasons why I think it's also like kind of odd to be in this situation. I don't know. I think that's why it added a layer.
I think the biggest reason why people are saying the reunion was boring and one of the worst, if not the worst reunions, is because I agree with you, but I also think because of the time limit. So Vanessa Lachey has told like several news outlets about this, but for our reunion, it was about 4 hours long. That's how long it took to film, but they edited it down to an hour and they only included kind of like the more juicier pieces of our reunion. But Andy Cohen said this on a podcast recently. Yes. He said it best that live reunions don't work because sometimes you need time and more questions to get to like a juicy part or get like the answers. And you just can't do that live unless it's like a really long live reunion.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I agree with him that reunions should not be live because a good interviewer, you know, if you say something to me about a situation situation, I'm like, oh, tell me why that happened, or like, what made you think that happened? So you have to like dig deep into each of the responses that you get. And that's where you get to like the meat of what real issues are. That's why therapies take so long. Honestly,
you bring it back to therapy.
I know, it's like it's years and years of therapy to get through this shit, you know. So yeah, I completely agree with Andy Cohen. Maybe we should bring him. No, I shouldn't say that. Let's not bring Andy Cohen. I think Vanessa and Nick are great, to be honest.
Oh, you want Andy Cohen to be?
There's petitions about that too.
Honestly, he's a really great host.
He's been doing it for years.
He's a really great like reunion host. I've seen him lead the Real Housewives, you know.
Oh, I'm a huge reunions. Bravo girly, so yeah.
And he's very, very good. But no, I completely agree. I think what really hurt this reunion is because there was a time limit. Mm-hmm. And so you could tell like, Nick and Vanessa couldn't ask deeper questions or keep asking questions to get like more clarity because there just wasn't enough time.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And also, I have to say, as hosts too, and having a live audience, I'm sure that was an added pressure for them too. So it's not just about, you know, because they're like, okay, here we go. Like, we have to like just, you know, run this entire thing now and in front of people so I can't make mistakes. So yeah, I don't know. A lot of added layers to this reunion, I think. But it was kind of boring. I kind of do agree with you.
Yeah, we just didn't learn a lot. I think we're learning way more in interviews with the cast or if they go on Instagram Live or, you know, other
TMZ.
Yeah. So it's we learn more that way.
Yeah. I do have to say, like, compared to our reunion, there were so many less ego battles. Like, people were like, oh, I'm going to be the bigger person. Whereas in our season, people were petty.
I know.
We're just like, nope, we're not letting this go, you know. And it's kind of hard because I think people have to remember, yes, this entire season obviously was filmed like a while ago, like almost a year ago, but they just watched it, you know, so all of the emotions are back and they're raw, and you're also seeing certain snippets of personal interviews that they've done that they haven't seen yet. So, you know, just emotions come back to the surface as much as you've healed from it, you know. So,
you know, so Deep D and I hung out with the season 4 cast, or most of them, while we were in LA. Mm-hmm. And you're right, like, one of the things that someone said from that cast was, for those confessional interviews that happen during the show, like, and someone's talking about someone, that's a first time they're hearing it.
Yeah. So there could be like small little digs made, and yeah, just emotions are so high and raw. It's just, and also not to mention, just remember, you guys, like, we're seeing, like, I think Zach said it, we're seeing 10% of their story, but we did hours and hours of filming, and it's condensed into these small 10 to 12, you know, episodes. If that makes sense.
So Deep D and I hung out with some of the season 4 cast members while we were in LA. Mm-hmm. And one of them actually did say, like, hey, I was really surprised at some conversations or things that were said in the confessional interviews during the show, because, you know, we didn't know that those were happening or those things were being said. So you're right. Like, they definitely were in a stage of probably being really surprised and and those raw emotions come back because you're watching the show and learning new things, even though, you know, they lived through it at the time. But I totally agree that this cast was just way more mature and understanding towards each other than previous reunions.
I agree. I think it shows to their maturity and their emotional intelligence.
I think the only people that weren't is Paul, Zach, Micah.
Oh, that would, they kind of went a little petty, you mean?
Yeah. I think that, not saying that there's an ego battle happening, but I feel like at least Micah wanted to call Paul out, and I think Zach wanted to call Micah out.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's because Micah saw for the first time certain things that Paul had said about her that were hurtful to her. And she was like, wait, I didn't expect him to think that way. Whereas, and then Micah's trying to call Paul out on that, right? And Zach, being Paul's, like, best friend, is like, no. Like, I'm going to stick up for my boy Paul. And so I think that's where that dynamic all came from.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Paul was trying to be very almost cordial.
Politically correct, kind of?
Well, not politically correct. Like, he was trying to not start anything with Micah. Yeah. He was trying to be very cordial, very, you know, word. Like, I'm going to try to not start any drama with Micah, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I understand why Micah wanted clarity on his statement that he couldn't view her as the mother of his children. Mm-hmm. Because I get that. After she shares her point of like, you know, Paul knew I want a big family. Like, I want to be a mother. So like, how come he never told me that? But I think the reason why Zach kind of called Micah out by saying, we heard you never even intended to marry Paul. Mm-hmm. I think where Zach was coming from is like, why are you even bringing this up? And why do you care when we already know, like, you didn't even want to marry Paul anywhere. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Marry him in the first place. That's why. Yeah. Which makes sense as to why Zach was so upset and wanted to come to his defense. You're like, wait, don't be so upset by this comment, like it meant anything, when you didn't even want a marriage out of this. You know, you didn't even want a marriage from this situation.
Yeah. And did you like catch that Zach was going to reveal something that Micah said about Paul in the car, but then Vanessa cut him off? And I was like, Vanessa!
I know, I had the exact same feeling. I was like, Vanessa. Like, there was a lot of moments that she would cut certain things off, and I was like, I really want to know more. Like, for example, when Paul said that they continued their relationship, Paul and Micah started dating after filming had wrapped, why didn't she go into it more and ask, what happened? Like, why did you guys break up? Like, I guess TMZ got the kind of scoop on the fact that Micah broke up with Paul after,
I think, a weekend in Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just like, Vanessa, that was your moment to dig a little deeper. Let us know what happened.
I know. Oh, I know. Man. That's what it was frustrating about this reunion, is like the things the viewers wanted to know.
Just missed.
It was just like missed opportunities to ask the right questions.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a miss from Vanessa's part or that it was because of the, like, she was just trying to keep things along because they were going over time. Like, I heard originally they wanted to keep the live reunion to an hour, and it went over to be an hour and 40 minutes or whatever it is now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know if it was because of that or, you know, in her ear. You know how she says, like, she could hear the control room? I was like, was someone telling her to, like, just move things along or, like, ask another question? Like, I don't know.
So, guys, like, yeah, we just have to remember that there's a whole team behind the reunion in general. So, yeah, you can't place blame on any one single person. It's just, I think you're right. There just wasn't enough time to ask everything. So I think hopefully they just nix this whole live situation in the future. It's just not working.
Yeah, I feel like the live reunion format doesn't work. It seems really, really exciting. But I do, to your point, like, you're missing, you know, like, the juicy pieces.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm curious in terms of what happened between Micah and Paul, like, in terms of what really caused them to break up. I'm curious to know the bad things that Micah said about Paul to Zach that Zach was, you know, saying, but then Vanessa cut him off. And then I'm curious to see why. It sounds like there's more things that happen behind the scenes. So, you know, Zach goes that, like, the women on the cast said, essentially implying that Micah never intended to marry Paul. Again, that's what we've heard from our sources. We talked about it in the earlier episodes. Vanessa, I think, put the blame on Irina, saying, like, Irina was one, but I don't think so. No. Because Zach goes, the women.
I know.
The women.
And she, like, went around the room asking, like, which of you was it?
And I was like, Vanessa, was like, again, you're not listening. He goes, the women. And clearly everyone's feeling uncomfortable. So I don't think it was Irina to spill the beans. I think Zach's smarter than that. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious about Paul and Micah, because I feel like there's so much more to their story.
Yeah.
And just, like, intentions in that relationship than we will, I think, ever know as viewers.
Yeah. So I think, like, you know, as the weeks go on and people are doing more interviews and things, like, maybe it'll be revealed. So I'm excited to see, like, what's going to happen, because they sure are being messy on their stories. Like, they're kind of going, there's a little bit of back and forth, I think. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Zach was the only one that really kept me interested in this reunion. Like, the reunion wouldn't have been even
so much fun,
slightly okay without him.
I know. He was the best part of the reunion, to be honest.
He was. Like, again, he called out Micah for, you know, never intending to Mary Paul, or, you know, whether it's his view or things he heard from the other women on the cast. But then he also said Irina was only there for TV. When he called her out, my jaw actually dropped.
Yeah, you just wanted to go on TV to be famous. And I was like, wait. Because people allude to that fact, but no one ever straight away just is like, nah, you were there to get famous, honey. Like, oh.
Even Irina's face, she was like, oh.
She's like, was I?
What's your opinion on that? Like, do you think that she was there for
TV
and followers?
I don't know. I think, like, anytime, I think as we're going to see as seasons progress, people are going to see that there's a perk there that you're going to be, you know, more exposed on social media, right? So I think in the back of people's minds, that's always going to be there. And as the seasons continue, we're going to see people that are there more for clout and for the wrong intentions. But I don't know. I don't think that any single person is completely bad. I think sometimes they do bad things or they are there for certain reasons, but I don't think they're like wholeheartedly not good for that. I don't know. It's a tough one for me because I still love people. I don't know.
This is why Deep D and I are friends. It's because I feel like you are so kind and so understanding and empathetic. Meanwhile, I'm here sitting be like, she did the show for TV and TV only.
Yeah, but you know what though? It sucks because when I'm that way, I'm naive and I get burned so hard because people are like, she'll trust anything. Being naive doesn't really, it's not the best quality. You know, I do want to feel like I want to see the good in people, but it's always not the case that it's a good thing.
I don't think you're naive just seeing the good in people. You know, I don't think that I think that's a really good quality to have in just being optimistic and, you know, seeing things a different way.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's something I need to learn because I think just naturally I'm a more pessimistic person. Mm-hmm. I'm optimistic about like life and, you know, the future. But when it comes to people, I tend to be more wary about I wouldn't say the worst in people, but I more question everyone's intentions.
Yeah, I'm more of the opposite where I'm like, okay, I'm going to trust them until they give me a reason not to. But in that process, I end up getting hurt very often. So it's interesting. But no, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. Like only Irina can tell us if she was there to be famous or if she was there to find love.
Well, she actually says she wasn't on the show.
Well, what are you going to say? Yep, I was there to get famous, Zach. Like, you know, I don't think anyone's going to admit it even if they were.
So I think for Irina, this is just, again, my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just based on how she was, like, acting on the show and just doing these, like, making these outlandish comments and being so almost, like, attention-seeking in everything she did, a piece of me does believe that she did the show really to get attention for her business, become an influencer. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was the main goal in getting engaged and why she was doing the things she was doing on the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I understand why Zach like just calls her out.
Mm-hmm. Or like even saying certain outlandish things to get more screen time.
That's what
like
I was that saying. Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I think she probably like a really big percentage of why she signed up the show. Maybe there's a small percentage of maybe I will find my future husband. Mm-hmm. But I think a big percentage of her reason it was to be on TV. That's just my own opinion. Yeah. Again, it's just based on how she acted on the show. But I don't know. Like, we don't know her, but I thought it was shocking that Zach kind of called her out.
I know. But then also Zach says, and I really enjoyed this. What did he say? He said, everyone who has made a mistake on the show, like they've had punishment enough just with social media or everything else. And so he was like, you know, and that's why he said, you know, I forgive Irina, and anyone else who like, you know, kind of made a mistake on the show. And listen, we all make mistakes and it is so amplified when you're under the public eye in such a microscope. So I quite enjoyed him, or I just like commended him for saying that because it is a tough process to go through.
Yes, I do love that he said that, but I think it was a bit hypocritical considering he had just called out Irina for going on the show for like clout pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm glad that Zach is a contestant who calls these things out. Like, he does it on his social media. He did it on the show. But also, I felt like he was being a bit hypocritical by kind of calling out Micah and Irina then in aspect. If he believes what he was saying, like, mm-hmm. but he also did call them out during the reunion. Zach's my favorite character now. Like, mm-hmm. I just love him in Bliss. But, you know, that's kind of my view of, you know, I get it, but you're also fueling the fire for the hate and backlash for Irina.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Micah. I was thinking about something while you were explaining that, is that that probably shows how he's struggling in his own mind, because he's like, damn, like, this girl really did me wrong. Yeah. And I know she's not here for the right reasons, but I really want to take the high road at the same time, because it is tough and we are going through such a hard, hard experience. But it's like, damn, like, I just want to be able to be like, freely, like, nah, like, you fucked up and you need to admit it, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, he says that he has receipts that mm-hmm. Irina only did the show to get famous. And I did feel bad for Irina a little bit during this reunion. Clearly, she showed up to clear her name. Mm-hmm. And I think it backfired completely, because she was just stumbling over her words so much. She says she felt unsafe around Zach. And she goes, no, I didn't mean unsafe in like a safety way or something like that.
Yeah.
And so she was really just struggling in expressing herself.
Yeah, she needed a PR person in her ear to be like, don't say that, don't say that.
I know. And I think she got to a point where she started to blame her mental health for her actions and how she treated Zach. And then Bliss calls her out. She goes, you can't blame your mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, she goes, you can't, like, really, she goes, you can't put those two, and those two don't go together. No. And I loved that Bliss called her out for
that. And the fact that I didn't know this, but Irina sent Bliss a DM or a text saying, you know, you dodged a bullet.
And then at the same time, Irina was texting Zach like, I hope you and Bliss work out.
Yeah. What? But in any case, you know what, though? This whole situation makes me... It's just like, it's hard, because I don't want her to be punished too much. But at the same time, she needs to take accountability. Hopefully just Irina just grows from this entire experience. I wish her the best.
I do too. I actually really do. And I think that she will grow from it, because she has been kind of just dragged through the mud on social media.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's been like a huge wake-up call, because we talked about this in a previous episode. We saw interviews that Irina and Micah did before they had watched the show, and they didn't take accountability for their quote-unquote mean girl behavior, and mm-hmm. instead they actually doubled down.
Right.
So I think that all of this has probably been such a big learning opportunity and experience for them, and I'm sure it's like a wake-up call of like, oh my gosh, this is like not okay to say or do.
Yeah. Can I just say one more thing about that? And I think Micah even said it herself when Vanessa asked her a question and she starts breaking down crying. Remember when she's like, oh, sorry, I forgot I was even here because the pressure has been taken off of me. I felt like why wasn't Micah questioned more for her actions or her behavior on the show? And it all kind of, like, the blame kind of all went to Irina. Did you get that?
And Paul.
And Paul, yeah. Like, Micah kind of got away with a lot. And I felt like, you know, she wasn't asked why, like, to speak to any of her behavior whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree. Can I tell you my theory on this?
Sure.
I feel like they went easy on her because this is just a theory. This is no confirmation. This is literally my own small thought. I think that they probably want to use her for another Netflix show. Like, you know, Perfect Match just got renewed for season 2.
That's
so
right.
I'm like, are they just going easy on her because they want to maybe leverage her for something else? Mm. And so they don't want like her reputation to be as impacted as Irina's is.
Yeah. So safe to say Irina's probably not going to be on Perfect
Match. Is that a crazy theory?
No, I can see how that could work. That could be a thing. Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, because I feel like Bartice got the same treatment at his reunion for season 3 where they went so hard on Cole. And I feel like Bartice didn't get a lot of questions on how he treated Nancy and some of the things that he had said, like his flirtatious interaction with Raven. And I was like, why are these being like kind of
swept under the rug?
That's my theory. I know it's far-fetched. I don't know if it's far-fetched. It feels far-fetched, but that's what kind of went through my mind.
Yeah, maybe actually they want her to be liked. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she ends up on it.
Yeah. My other theory is because Chelsea didn't have anything like hard to say about Micah when she was asked about Micah and Kwame's interactions in Mexico in the pods and also after the fact. I think that's why the, you know, like the focus wasn't on Micah and kind of the inappropriate things she said or did during the show. Yeah. It's because I think she was a little bit saved by Chelsea's indifference.
Yes, I loved every single thing Chelsea said in this reunion. She was like very empowering, and she's always been that throughout the entire season, actually. But at this reunion, she's like not taking any BS. She's like, don't even talk to me about this. We're over it. Like, I just loved her attitude.
She is a PR dream. Like, she knows how to say things without starting shit.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. She doesn't need that PR rep in her ear. She's just one herself.
Yeah. Because even when they... when Nick and Vanessa, I think it was Nick, who asked Chelsea, do you think that Micah played with Kwame's emotions? And Chelsea's like, you know what? Like, it's a complex, complicated, you know, situation. And I was like, great response.
Yeah, I agree. And then she added a little bit of flavor, like, I don't condone any like negative things, but at the same time, like, it's it, we just have to understand how complex like people's lives are, their perspectives are, and, you know, let's just let it go because we're past it. I just loved it.
Yeah, I did too. I do love how Kwame responded to his flirtatious interactions with Micah, just the way he admitted that his ego got in the way and he apologized to Chelsea's family, apologized to Chelsea, but also to like the viewers and the public. It was just like a very, very good response to what happened.
I agree. I think Kwame, I've always loved how articulate Kwame is, but I appreciated when Vanessa and Nick were asking him, you know, it seemed like you were really visibly upset and emotional when you broke up with Micah, but here you're saying, hey, like, you know, it didn't mean anything, so can you explain that? And I just loved his response, because it's like what all of us go through in a breakup. We know that, you know, you're not right for somebody, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that it hurts any less when you are breaking up with them. What did he say? Like, even though you break up with somebody, it doesn't mean you're not on the couch eating ice cream for a month, you know, because it still hurts. And I loved his response so much. And I think, and also he mentioned, you know, I wrote a really, really heartfelt breakup note to Micah, but when she came in and broke up with me as if it meant nothing, that's why it hurt me so much. So I think he was just looking for a meaningful, you know, ending with Micah, and he didn't get that, which is why he was, you know, kind of emotional.
Okay, when he said that, I was like, okay, it makes sense. Like, I see your side of it and how people can misconstrue that entire situation as if you were so heartbroken over Micah and that Chelsea was almost a second option because you and Micah didn't work out. So yeah, that made sense. But I do love like that he admitted his ego got in the way. I'm glad he wasn't like it was edited like this, or, you know, it was a joke and it got taken out of hand. Because I think we've heard that excuse in the past before when it comes to these like love triangles. But I do like where he was just like, my ego got in the way. And I do also love that Chelsea admitted in her never before seen chat with Micah.
Oh yeah.
When they're out with their dogs. Yeah. So they played this clip at the reunion where Chelsea goes to Micah, like, you know, we're threatened by each other. Like, I'm threatened by you. And I was like, that takes a lot to admit that, you know, that's what's causing the tension too, is like two women being threatened by each other.
No, 100%. But how did you feel about that comment though that Chelsea made, that every single interaction or scene after Mexico was pushing a narrative that wasn't ours? I think along those lines, she said something like that. And I was like, huh, I think that's kind of accurate. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt like she was indirectly calling out the producers and editors of the show without
calling them out.
But she's essentially saying like this narrative, you know, these interactions between Kwame and Micah were not part of like our storyline. Like, it's almost like it was pushed, yeah. is what she was implying.
It is the, you know, it was pushing the love triangle, I think, a little bit more than it was there. And you can see that on the couch. They're, like, so happily married.
Again, she is a PR dream. Like, the way she worded that, people were like, oh, like, I see what she's trying to
indirectly
say.
Indirectly said it.
Like, but she's not, you know, really saying it. So, mm-hmm. again.
That was good.
You know, can I be honest about this reunion, too, is... Obviously, the show has a lot of drama, but it's also about love. And I feel like they did not focus enough on Tiffany and Brett.
I knew you were going to. Yes, I completely agree with you.
Because there's a point where Vanessa actually cut off Brett as he was talking about taking photos of Tiffany and like photography and things like that. And she goes, speaking about photography, and goes to Chelsea and Kwame's photo shoot.
And also, why would Brett have an opinion about their lingerie photo shoot? Like, I just was like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Brett shouldn't have an opinion about this.
I know. But it was very interesting.
I know. We didn't get much from Tiffany and Brett, which I'm kind of sad about. But, you know, we learned that Brett was driving from Portland like 3 hours to be able to like film. And then Tiffany was going through so much, just like Kwame was, because Tiffany was also making a move from Seattle to Portland. So there was a lot of like just complications in their relationship and their feelings that they didn't really highlight throughout the show and barely touched on during this reunion.
Yeah, I mean, again, they had very little drama in their storyline. I love them as their couple, but I thought it was interesting that they highlight the fact that Kwame lives in Portland while Chelsea lives in Seattle, and how that kind of that distance mm-hmm. played a part, you know, in that someone had to make the move while like Tiffany and Brett were going through the same thing and it wasn't highlighted on the show.
Yeah.
I really love them. I love Tiffany and Brett. I did feel bad for Tiffany. I don't know if you caught this, but Vanessa jokes that they're going to show what happened in the bridal suite. If you guys remember from the wedding episode, I think like Tiffany implies like, or jokes around with Brett about like maybe doing a quickie in the bridal suite. And so when Vanessa yeah. jokes around about that, like you see Tiffany's face just drops. Just, and I was like, that's not a funny joke.
Yeah, that would have scared the shit out of me. I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I would never want any of my intimate like moments being aired. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree. That was like a...
It's kind of tasteless.
Yeah, I agree. And then it just went to her just sleeping on the couch, or like their moment in the pods, right?
When she fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be scared too. But I agree with you. I think that was distasteful. I was like, maybe not. Let's not go there.
Yeah. Along with the baby comments that were made across the reunion, I know that Vanessa is getting so much backlash about just asking who's going to have the first baby and, you know, like, when are we going to get the next Love is Blind baby? I do agree that's really inappropriate to ask, especially in this day and age where there's some couples who don't want to have kids or can't have kids.
So I think it's best if you just ask them, you know, how do you see your family growing, or what do you see the future as? I think it could have been tailored differently than being like, when's that baby coming, you know? So, and also, it's some people can't have kids. And so when you ask that, it really triggers them and it really hurts them. So
yeah,
we just have to be a little bit more sensitive.
I couldn't tell if it was a subject that was being pushed by Vanessa or just the show itself, because Bartice actually shows up at the end of the reunion in a clip. He's carrying his son, Hayden.
That baby is so cute.
I know. His son is so cute. And he asks the question, like, who is going to have the first, like, Love is Blind baby? And I was like, wait. Like, Vanessa's been asking this the entire show.
Yeah.
And now...
And she did a round robin and asked every single couple. What about the single people? Single people want to have babies, too.
So again, what I'm trying to say is I'm not sure if it was pushed by the show or if it was more so a Vanessa thing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, hopefully it's a learning lesson for the Love is Blind franchise. Don't ask over and over again if someone is having kids and when. She's also getting a lot of flack around the whole questioning of Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when she immediately... After that clip or that interview that she did on the side that was pre-recorded
With Josh and Jackie,
when that happened, and then as soon as it turned off, the first comment she said to Marshall was, oh, we're getting some eyebrows. And so I thought that they were going to be kind of combative with each other for some reason. So I was like very intrigued to see where that conversation would go.
like between Vanessa
and Marshall. Yeah. Because I was like, ooh, is this about to get heated? But, you know, it was pretty cordial. But I was like, that very first second, I was just like, oh, no. Like, is something I'm about to go down with these two?
I thought she was very biased in her questioning. Mm-hmm. When she was asking Marshall all these questions, it very much felt like she was already taking Jackie's side, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So it was uncomfortable to watch. I think what Vanessa was doing, this is just my own opinion, is she was trying to get to like some, get some like juicy details or getting to the meat of like the conversation. So she mm-hmm. was like pushing these questions, but the way that she was asking them, the things that she was asking just felt like more like an interrogation almost.
Yeah.
And same with Paul. She did the same thing with Paul, in my opinion, but I really think it came from like, okay, we're not getting anything juicy from this reunion. Let mm-hmm. me keep asking these like questions where I can get something.
Yeah.
It just didn't come off well.
No, and especially it was hard to watch, especially because it was tough for Marshall to respond to Jackie's, you know, entire interview, essentially.
Yep.
Because she's not present. She's not there. So how are you going to sit there and speak to every single thing and not have an actual dialogue that goes back and forth? Because that's what a reunion is for. Like, let's hash out these feelings and these things that we've been, that we've just gone through. So yeah, it was like, I just hated the fact that Jackie wasn't there, because that was really Marshall's time to be able to talk and hash things out with her.
Yeah, well, Marshall was upset too. He said during the reunion he feels slighted that Jackie twice. Didn't show up. But we found out that it's not Jackie's fault she didn't show up. She is saying, according to US Weekly, that Netflix is the one that cancels her flight to the reunion.
Yeah, they canceled it just days before the taping amid mental health concerns, apparently. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's going on.
Because I do know that she's getting a lot of backlash on social media. People saying like, oh my God, she didn't have the courage to show up. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. I feel like if Jackie had the opportunity to show up, she would have showed up.
I think so too.
Because she kept saying those comments like, I have receipts, I'm going to bring them to the reunion, blah, 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 blah. So it feels kind of like out of character, even though I don't know her, but out of character that she just doesn't show up to the reunion.
Exactly. Unless there's actually some mental health concerns. But yeah, it's, I agree with you. And I think that's why everyone was left so disappointed when she wasn't there, because they're like, let's see the receipts. Like, let's have this dialogue that you're going to, that you've been having with Marshall on social media. We want to see it in person. But, you know, but it, On a lighter note, it did seem like Josh and Jackie seemed happy together. And I'm just glad that we saw a different side of Josh, because when they were at Chelsea's birthday, I definitely found Josh to be like over the top and too much. But he explains why he was, that he was cutting weight and that's why he was so drunk. So thankfully, he's not like that all the time. So, but anyways, I did appreciate them like talking about the hard things, like all the text messages that have been going around that have been like, that have been exposed. I don't know. It just, I thought it was very mature of them to handle all of it and take accountability.
I had a different reaction to what Josh and Jackie were saying, because Jackie says that Marshall kept the ring because he wanted to propose to someone else. And then she brings up that Marshall called her a transphobic slur at some point during their relationship. And look, I'm all about like telling your truth, but based on the reactions from the cast. So when she says that Marshall kept the ring to give it to another girl because he wanted to propose to another girl, like even Kwame and Chelsea's facial expressions are like, what?
The facial reactions for Marshall and the rest of the cast, especially Marshall, though, are such gold. Like, he did amazing. But can I just say, not that I'm defending Jackie in any way, but Vanessa did provoke, not provoke, but she, like, wanted her to answer why Marshall pushed her to the point where she wanted to break up with him. And I think this derogatory term that they're referring to is the reason why. So I don't think she was throwing him under the bus in that situation. But with the whole, like, that Marshall wanted the ring back to propose to another person, I think that was like a little bit of a dig. Like, let's face it, that I think that's far reaching.
Yeah, that's why I had the reaction of like, yes, it sounds like she's taking accountability, but it also sounds like she kind of wants to like drag Marshall too. I don't know.
It's the theme of this reunion. They're like, I want to take the high road, but I want to like take a few jabs if I can.
No, I agree. Like this is what the reunion is for, is to like tell your story. But yeah. I guess when she brought that up and I was like, I don't think she's taking full accountability for so, it. So like my opinion of her hasn't really changed, but it's tough because it's definitely a he said, she said situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Marshall says, you know, he never called her a derogatory slur, but he tells Jackie as a joke, like, you have a strong jawline mm-hmm. or something like that. And so who knows, like, who is really telling the truth there or yeah. what really happened. And then, again, from Marshall's perspective, he goes, I wasn't going to propose to another girl with that ring. It was that ring was a symbol of my love, and that's why I wanted it back. Mm-hmm. You just like never know with these two.
Yeah. Also, when Marshall said that he went on a date with somebody else from the cast, how fast I went to Google to look up this person, you have no idea. I was like, who is this person?
Well, he brings up her name during the reunion.
He does. That's why as soon as I heard that name, I was like, I don't think I have Googled something faster in my entire life. I was like, who?
You're like, Google Keisha.
Like, who is this person? Yes, exactly.
I understood what Vanessa was trying to get at. I think she was trying to call Marshall a hypocrite mm-hmm. because Marshall says he's upset that Jackie, whether it was before or after their breakup, she still kissed another guy.
So quickly.
Josh, so quickly. But I think Vanessa's point and where her questioning, like where she was trying to go with her mm-hmm. questioning is, well, you went on a date shortly after with someone else from the cast.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got where she was trying to go, but it just felt like an interrogation.
Interrogation. No, I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, just in the grand scheme of things, like, the reunion in general, I think what we see is that there's always, you know, Zach's perspective or Irina's perspective or Marshall's or Jack. Every single person has a perspective and how they perceived their story. And then there's the truth. You know what I mean? There's like somewhere in the middle because memory is hard. And this shit happened a year ago. Like you kind of, memory is based off of feelings as well. And I think, you know, sometimes it can get skewed because of how, you know, intense emotions are. So I don't know. What I'm trying to say is there's this person's perspective and there's a B perspective and then there's the truth.
And I don't even think it's perspective. I think it's like someone is telling the truth. There's too many differing stories.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't agree that the truth, like, there's one person's side, another person's side, then the truth. I'm sure there's like, it's more complex than that when you talk about situations. But I think with the stories that were told at the reunion, there's clearly lies being told.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone is lying.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it's not us to ever, you know, point out like who we think is lying.
You know who has
the
complete truth is those cameras, baby. Give us the raw footage of all the cameras.
Give us all 30,000 hours.
Yes, because I will look through it. Yeah.
But if there's one perspective that is the truth, it's that this live reunion was not live and a little bit on the uninteresting side.
Yes, I agree. I feel like the subsequent interviews have gotten more than this reunion has gotten. Yes.
But either way, it's so fun. I mean, it was so fun mm-hmm. To watch, and like the fact that it could have been live mm-hmm. was, you know, kind of like a fun idea that I think everyone was looking forward to. So it's sad that it didn't work out, you know, again, a learning lesson. But like we said, we're getting more tea from interviews with the cast. We're hoping some of them can come on this podcast mm-hmm. in the next few weeks so we could hear their side of the story and not on a live audience. So maybe we could dig a little deeper.
Before we end this, did you get a lot of messages from friends and family thinking that we were in the audience of the live reunion? And they're like, wait, you weren't actually in the audience? And I was like, no, we were next door.
Yeah. Were we next door? I think so.
We're in close proximity. But anyways, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. My parents literally thought I was in the audience. I was like, no way.
And we've been getting a lot of comments and questions about it, too. So I thought it was so funny. But Anyways, I just wanted to say, I think we've said this before, but we absolutely love and adore getting all of your comments and your questions. So please, please, please continue to send them our way on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. Deep D and I have some really fun guest interviews coming up. And we have a lot of things to say as well in terms of just things happening in our lives. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss what we have to say in the upcoming episodes. See you next Monday.
Bye.